Community Building, across from Stivers Ford. Make your appointment online at baptistfirst.org or just walk in. When you come, wear your mask and bring your photo ID. It's quick, it's easy, and it's important to protect yourself and your community. Make your vaccine appointment today at baptistfirst.org.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
And now, a star is born. On April 14th, 1941, the world welcomed little baby Pete Rose.
All right, Mom and Dad, it's a boy. Who had money on boy?
Ha!
Oh, come on!
Pay up, babe.
I say he grows up to be a ball player. Double or nothing?
Pete Rose, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden will address a joint session of Congress for the first time on April 28th. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi extended the invite to Biden on Tuesday. President Biden's vaccination campaign hit a snag when federal regulators recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson shots, but the White House is holding out the move as a validation of the president's measured approach during the rollout. Biden administration officials pointed to the action by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as proof that they're putting safety first. There's concern about the effect on those Americans who are already leery of all virus vaccines, but Biden said there's enough that's 100% safe for every single solitary American. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You've heard about MediShare, and you know what it is? It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Here's our risky click of the day. I don't remember this bit, but it has divorce in it on ex-spouse day.
Weight loss fads come and go and never seem to work until now. A workout that is guaranteed to get rid of that dead weight. If you have an ex, then you want the new workout from P90X. Introducing Divorce. Fellas, Divorce will get you into the shape you should have been when you were married, you know, before you completely gave up. And ladies, now that love is gone, get rid of that love chub too with Divorce. Guys, you've already lost the house and kids. And ladies, you've lost all self-respect after losing your man to a much younger, much hotter woman. So before you lose all hope, lose inches, lose pounds with Divorce from P90X. You kick them to the curb. Now kick your own fat to the curb with Divorce, America's favorite weight loss program.
I'll tell you, it's better than the Peloton commercial. God, I hate those. They just reek smug. They're horrible. I got this. If I wanted to get yelled at while I was doing something, I would remarry my second wife. We're going to talk to Brandt here in a second, but I have some financial advice. Sometimes divorce, sometimes life, just life, put you in a financial predicament that you didn't plan on, that you didn't want, and that really you did nothing irresponsible to earn. It just sometimes works that way. I could never have foreseen, nor did anybody else, really, how radio would change in the 90s and upset the salary structure and everything else. And I ended up waiting too long, but I did use the Chapter 13 bankruptcy system to reorganize and keep the people off my phone. I mean, it's bad enough when you're worried about circumstances and paying bills, but when you got people calling up and hounding you and calling you names, that's horrible. Chuck Granger, locally, if you've taken a hit because of the pandemic, the closures, or any other situation that may have happened in life as life happens, reach out to him. This man not only has an amazing pedigree when it comes to this particular issue, he's a great guy. Nobody wants to, plans to reach out to consult with a bankruptcy expert, but don't wait on it. If your situation is dire, you're going to kick yourself, because when you do finally get around and realize the law is there to help you, you're going to wish you had done it sooner. You can call 260-0500, but they have a device on their website, GrangerLegal.com, that can answer some questions before you have that conversation. Granger is spelled G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, GrangerLegal.com. And when you talk to Chuck, mention you heard about him here. It's a great option for those who are having a tough time. Forbes magazine, how Biden's approval rating compares to Trump, Obama, and other presidents. I don't even want to know what it says. It's probably propaganda. Joining us now at 408 is Coach, Mr. right on the money, Brett McDonald from Invista Advisors. And I just looked at my account, and I made $5.18 today.
Wow. Well, how about that? I'm glad you said that, actually, because it's a good opportunity for us to sort of look at what the indexes did today. Mm-hmm. If you look at the NASDAQ, which is really, as we know, those heavy sort of tech names, it was down today, almost a full percent. So that, just to look at as your account as sort of a small microcosm of the portfolio models that we manage, and for it to be up in a day like that for tech.
Yeah.
Tells you how we're allocated. I mean, look, we love those names long term. There's some really, really fine growth companies there, but the valuations are still a little bit too stretched in our opinion. We're happy to sort of hang out in the investments that we have and the way you're allocated. And I'm sure that by now, when you log in, you're able to see some of those actual investments. How we have you positioned, and
can I tell my listeners?
So
something?
For us, good day. Yeah,
I'll tell my listeners something. I have started with a modest amount of money because I'm new to this, and I am $257 above what I've invested. That's $257 I didn't have. That's in less than 2 months. I'm very happy about that. Very happy about that.
That's fantastic, Greg. And, one thing I hope that you'll also pick up on, and as you and I, or as we go do this together, and you're going to learn even more about this, is I've talked so much about how we really embrace risk management. We manage to risk first. So we're trying to keep volatility down as much as possible in some of these models. And so we're not afraid to de-risk within the risk profile, which you're in that growth with income model that we have. That's the largest one that we have. And so as we move through in looking out into the future and seeing these, either whether they're opportunities or whether they're things to avoid, that's the purpose behind it in terms of this risk management, is to identify those things that we don't want to be a part of. And as I said at the very beginning, you know, we really do believe tech is overcooked right here. And so we're dramatically underweight technology, which is why, as I said, you were able to be up today in a relatively down day. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. I saw a story this morning I want to get a quick take from you on, and it's yet another one of these cryptocurrencies that's going to go public, I think, this week. I can't remember the name.
Well, okay. So, yeah, so that's important. Let's touch on that for just a minute. So it was actually today. It's a company called Coinbase.
Yes.
And Coinbase is not a cryptocurrency. What it is it's become the largest crypto exchange in the world. So if someone wants to buy Bitcoin or Ethereum or all these different types of cryptos, you can go on Coinbase, open an account, and you can buy and sell those cryptocurrencies. And for the longest time, Coinbase has been a private company, and they've grown by leaps and bounds because of all this, you know, this fever pitch over all the different cryptocurrencies that are out there. So there was a big anticipation around their IPO today. They did go public, and on the first day of trading, I believe they're valued now at around $85 billion. So think of Coinbase as sort of like a J.P. Morgan Chase, you know, in terms of institutional clearing of big global trades. That's kind of what Coinbase is for the crypto world.
Gotcha. Just wanted to ask because I saw something on that. Well, we pop on CNBC at 7, and so we see where the futures are going, and I just happened to glance up and see that this morning. Thought I'd ask, hey, and a financial titan, kidding, passes away today at the age of 82 with the death of Bernie Madoff.
I saw that. What a real, I mean, I'm telling you, what a scoundrel, you know, to do what he did and to be able to get away with it for as long as he did. But, you know, it just teaches everyone a lesson. You know, unless you've got a real major brokerage firm that's custodying and clearing, you know, your financial assets, you need to be careful, you know, because Madoff didn't really do that. I mean, he was generating his own statements, you know. He was generating, and so it's just a lesson to be learned.
Yeah.
You gotta really be careful with that kind of stuff. So
I had an agent in the late 80s and early 90s who ended up in a Michigan prison for 8 years. He Ponzi'd us, and I'm very lucky because he did a great job when it came to getting you a contract and, you know, lots of bells and whistles with it. But I remember he called up and said, look, I'm buying a building here in, you know, the area north of downtown. If you invest $5,000, I will guarantee you 18% in a year. So I did it. A year later, I was married. Janelle was coming. We needed to buy a house. And I said, I need my money back. He resisted. But I was pretty, you know, insistent, and he eventually sent it to me. But when one of the guys who had almost $1 million somehow tied up, I don't know if he didn't have receipts or what. Well, that's when his Ponzi scheme broke, and he ended up in prison, and I think they ended up selling his house and assets and everything else, and dividing that so that the suckers who put big money with him, they got a percentage. But the Bernie Madoff thing, he's obviously sort of like the poster child for those pyramid schemes, but they happen all the time. There's a talk host.
I know it, and I don't...
There's a talk host in New York who did it to his listeners, and he's back on the air up there. I couldn't believe that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, he went to jail.
I'll never in my life ever understand why people think they can get away with a Ponzi scheme. I mean, it never works. I mean, what? Why even... It's like, okay, you get 3 or 4 or 5 years of living like a rock star, but then you go to jail. I mean, who wants that?
I just don't see that. Because you know they're going to get you. At some point, the pyramid will collapse. It's a house of cards.
That's it.
And you can only reach out to people. Oh, my God, he wanted my dad to invest with him. And thank God my father resisted the temptation. I don't know if I could live with myself if my dad had put money with this clown and lost it. That would have been horrible. But they're out there. They're out there. Brad, thanks for the time. Have a great game tonight, and we will talk tomorrow.
Yeah, buddy, we will, and I look forward to it. Y'all have a great evening. We'll talk in the morning.
Bye-bye.
4:16. Okay, we're going to head back to the traffic dungeon now and see how things are moving. Don't forget, Baumhauer's tonight after the show, and I finally get to go and... hang out.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on I-85 northbound. This is going to be past Chantilly Parkway just before Mount Meigs. Use caution there. In Montgomery, our most congested areas, East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway to I-85, East South Boulevard from Baptist and Alpha up to Troy Highway. And we have a lot of outbound traffic on Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson, as well as Norman Bridge. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. If you're looking for a pickup or an SUV, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and you're going to save some money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Right you are, climate czar John Kerry. I had to look at this article from Forbes.com. Joe Biden's approval.
Oh, yeah.
61%.
Oh, my gosh.
This country is doomed. If 6 out of 10 people in this country think he's doing a great job with the border catastrophe, with riot, you can't blame these riots on Donald Trump like they did a year ago. His absolute promise to send taxes through the roof, driving up the cost of gasoline substantially in his first 100 days, and he is, according to Forbes, 16 points ahead of the highest approval that Trump ever had.
But do you believe anything the media says?
I'd like to think Forbes might be... that's just sick. That is just unbelievably sick. So we got a border disaster. We've got rising energy costs, which are eventually going to turn up in your monthly electric bills.
Yeah.
And then riots, higher taxes. This is how you get 61% of approval. My question, America.
How did you ever get so stupid?
Really?
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He's charged with 2 counts of manslaughter. His arraignment has been set for April 28th. In honor of National Child Abuse Prevention Month, a new traveling mural was unveiled today in downtown Montgomery on Clay Street. The nonprofit Embrace Alabama Kids is dedicated to serving Alabama's vulnerable children, youth, and families. With the mural, Mayor Reed, city officials, and local artists are helping to increase awareness of child abuse prevention. The Central Alabama Veterans Healthcare System is holding a COVID-19 mass vaccination clinic at the Montgomery Alcazar Shrine on Eastern Boulevard today from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The clinic is for veterans, their caregivers, and veteran spouses who qualify under the Save Lives Act legislation signed by President Biden. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We have a Tucker Carlson clip coming up. Here's a preview.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Happy Monday.
What follows will absolutely amaze you. But first, we have Mr.
Adorable.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes are now underway. Not only is rain back in the forecast, but some noticeably cooler temperatures are ahead. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow will be a lot cooler with a high temperature only about 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the upper 40s. That's a big change. Risk of showers and thunderstorms just about every day in the forecast. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance on Sunday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
We are going to play that Tucker clip.
You are talking about the ravings of a lunatic mind.
Man, I wish I could be that smart.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Cheats and liars.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
When I get so stupid,
you gotta have something.
Shut up.
If you wanna be with me.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later. Oh, right, your butt up.
Who are you doing?
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Fight me.
Cause that's evil.
You're so naughty.
It's too cold for me.
Bad.
I'm not tired.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Darn good.
Yeah.
Haven't had too many people score the roll calls lately. Why do we do that in case you're a new listener? You know, you hear
because it's fun.
Billy Preston's song, you're wondering.
Why?
That was the, well, we didn't start the show when I first came to Montgomery. That was a few months later. But it was supposed to be a show about nothing. The Greg Show. I'm thinking about changing it back. Happy Hour just... It's what's happy? 60%, according to Forbes magazine, approve of this potato head in the White House that's raising your taxes, pissing on law enforcement, causing your energy costs to skyrocket, wants more taxes, promising significant tax increases. Joey gave me a 9.8.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Joey.
In fact, my phone recorded that whole thing, and now I can text it to him. He'll laugh. He'll know why. So how can I look at that number? That's either well-paid propaganda, which I suspect, or
yes,
we're screwed because we... the. What is it the Bible says? The meek shall inherit the earth. If meek is a biblical definition for stupid...
It's not.
It's arrived. What is meek? Inherit the, what is meek in that context?
Meek is quiet strength.
Mm. Among, we have a couple of minutes to kill here before we hit the bottom of the hour break. Domino's testing a pizza delivery robot in Texas. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
This is, however, it's not like the, you'll see the little red, white, and blue car pull up to your front door and a robot will emerge and bring you your pizza. It just, this robot thing comes to your house. Here's the story.
Now at Domino's Pizza, we've made delivery a whole lot easier.
Easier than it already is?
Yes, we're sending robots to your home.
Oh, it's here already. So does it come to my door?
No, it sits in the street and you have to walk out to it.
But I live on the fourth floor.
Then all you gotta do is put on your coat and shoes, grab your keys, walk downstairs, avoid that annoying neighbor with the dog who's always trying to talk to you, then walk up to the self-driving pizza robot, open the hatch, make sure you take your pizza and nobody else's, then voila!
How is this any easier?
I guess it's not, but at least some dude is out of a job.
Why is that a positive?
Because you no longer have to tip.
Hey, that is pretty good!
It's Domino's new self-driving pizza delivery, using technology to make simple things more complicated.
After the break, well, today is ex-spouse day. We have a couple of things that are connected to that. I can throw that away, right? What bothered you about your ex the most? They did a survey. Man, it used to be after a divorce, when they started to add up, how am I going to explain this to somebody I meet? Ever been married before? Yeah, 3 times. They're going to wonder. Was it their fault or yours? What really happened? This is in the days before social media was really as invasive as it is now. So, you know, they can use it to check up on your stories. I didn't lie. But, based on my informal survey work. It seems like most people over the age of 30 have at least one divorce. The 70% of divorced people say their ex got on their nerves. The five most annoying things about ex-husbands and ex-wives: selective hearing, snoring, being a control freak, being irresponsible with money, and avoiding chores around the house. Divorced men say the most annoying trait their ex-wives had was being a control freak. What does that mean? Like, be home by 10:30 and not a minute later? I don't know. Divorced women say the most annoying trait their ex-husbands had was selective hearing.
Yeah.
Oh?
Well, yes. And we all do it at times, but men are better at it than women.
Is that so?
Yeah.
So the "I didn't hear you," that's a bunch of crap?
Sometimes.
All right, we're going to get Rosie some counseling during this.
You don't have to, because I'm not married anymore.
Would you again?
I've learned to never say never, but I have no desire in that direction. I have enough men in my life right now that I have to answer to.
Cats don't
why
count.
Would I want one to live with me?
Cats don't count.
No.
How many of your cats are male?
Three out of four.
What'd I tell you, folks? I figured it out.
They don't tell me what to do.
Yes, they
However, they do get upset if I don't get the food in their bowls.
Yeah, my dog, Hershey, comes up, and he's 15 years old. He's got a little staircase at the foot of my bed, and he ambles up and comes up to me, and he looks at me, sitting next to my laptop. And he's looking at me, and we have a system. I have a bag of treats on the nightstand. If I take a treat out and put it on the corner of my laptop and he doesn't pick it up, that means he wants some lactate. They love it. It's their thing. We all love milk, no matter what. By the way, did you see this haggard old cow on my Facebook page?
Yes.
Environmental activist says cheese is racist. Yeah. Shouldn't be served in schools.
That's ridiculous.
This woman looks like she had a few acid trips in the 60s that went bad. And I'm not being vicious, but just horrible. Arguably, there's a racist element to serving dairy too much because 65% of the world's population are lactose intolerant. Many from BAME. Here's another one you got to remember. Black, Asian, and minority ethnic communities. They're putting everybody into a bracket, folks, and life is becoming one giant NCAA tournament. It's really scary. Right back, 4:33.
You don't have to break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388. Trust Mays Heating and Air. They've been in business for 35 years.
Has the high price of seniors' independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic very busy this afternoon on East South Boulevard at Troy Highway, also East Boulevard at I-85. A lot of outbound traffic on Taylor Road as well as Atlanta Highway. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no new accidents at this time. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Shirtless weather with Rich Thomas coming up. And Yasmin, what's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I heard your thing about the robot delivery.
Yes.
Like, that's okay. I really want a job. No big deal. That's all right. I'll be replaced by a robot. I don't know. Wonder if Blue Water has any opening.
At the moment, no, but stay in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate the call, buddy. You going to see you at Bomb Hours tonight?
Oh, definitely.
All right, great. Definitely. It's my welcome back to society party. We'll talk to Jacqueline in a moment on this ex-spouse day.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
The fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5 benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
COVID-19 vaccines are now available for those 16 years and older. Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at the Baptist Health Community Vaccination Clinic, located at 3989 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, in the former Old Navy building, across from Stivers Ford. Make your appointment online at baptistfirst.org or just walk in. When you come, wear your mask and bring your photo ID. It's quick, it's easy, and it's important to protect yourself and your community. Make your vaccine appointment today at baptistfirst.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes are now underway. Not only is rain back in the forecast, but some noticeably cooler temperatures are ahead. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow will be a lot cooler with a high temperature only about 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the upper 40s. That's a big change. Risk of showers and thunderstorms just about every day in the forecast. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance on Sunday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In honor of Ex-Spouse Day, Mattel is introducing Divorce Barbie. Divorce Barbie costs a whopping $995, but she comes with Ken's house, Ken's car, Ken's boat, all of Ken's furniture, plus one of Ken's friends. Divorce Barbie. She's worth every penny. Plus, Ken deserved it. He's a cheating bastard.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, baby.
I should add a smile to the remainder of the afternoon.
You look good, man.
You can stay. And guess who's coming up next?
Jay Quellen.
You are correct, sir, on this ex-spouse day.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you know
that? Not on my watch, Barbie.
Uh-huh. Get him.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good point to make. Did you know that it was ex-spouse day?
I did not know that today. Well, every day is ex-spouse day in my world.
Yeah. They came up with some survey results. It says the leading issue for divorced men, the most annoying trait of their ex-wife was being a control freak.
Mm-hmm.
And divorced women say the most annoying trait of their ex-husbands was selective hearing.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry, did you say something?
Oh, no. Like, yeah, maybe. But see, because those can be so many different varieties of things. You know what I mean? That those topics, a lot of information, a lot of isms, a lot of tics can fall into those two. They're very generic.
Yeah, I mean, there are rather broad-based kind of terms.
By the way, can you guys tell that I have, like, a slur? Can you hear it on your end?
No.
No.
But I...
Guys, I had two fillings done today.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm like a wounded little bird over here.
Drooling.
Oh, yeah, so drooling, bad. Drooling. I look like Howard the Duck.
Yes.
You guys, please tell me you know who Howard the Duck is.
Of course, man. When I was growing up, he was great.
Right? My husband had no clue. And I'm like, I don't know how I married you. Like, I don't know. You know, he gets none of my references.
Howard the Duck, are you talking about the movie?
Yes!
Disregard her comments, Jared. She's under the influence.
Howard the Duck. Look, when you are a recovering... I haven't seen a flake of this stuff since May 10th, 1985. So it's been a long time. But that was a movie that was produced by Cocaine Money. That was
really?
A movie written and produced and acted by people who were snorting it. Let's put it this way. Their idea of a line of coke was home plate to third base at Yankee Stadium with the Bolivian marching powder.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, one of the things that the people who use that stuff on a regular basis will tell you is that you think you're having these deep conversations or that you're really being funny, but nobody else who's not as whacked as you are understands what the hell you're talking about.
Huh. It was great when I was five, man. I really don't want to relive it.
Well, that's what coke does to your brain if you do enough of it. It gives you the, you know, thinking capacity of a five-year-old.
Well, I just remember seeing Howard the Duck when I was little and be like, wow, that's like a duck mate.
Didn't that girl kiss him? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how I feel right now, you guys. I feel like my upper lip is like either I've got some really bad injections or I'm Howard the Duck. It's slowly wearing off, but I'm slurring my words. So I haven't been drinking. I wasn't drinking and driving when I picked up my children. I had some dental work done.
There are a number of movies from that time period that were heavily influenced by the producers, the cast, the directors, everybody being so high, they had no idea, you know, that what they were doing was really... most normal, unaffected people, or even somebody with a beer or two in them, would look at this and say, what the hell are you talking about? Another one was like Dr. Detroit with Dan.
Well, I have a question. You'll remember, Greg. Hmm. What was the movie where it was like, okay, and I'm going to butcher it because I don't remember. I only remember bits and pieces of it. But it was like a couple. It's not Rocky Horror Picture Show, so don't go there. It was like a couple, and they were like at a house, and the house was like haunted.
Beetlejuice.
No, and it was like a theme park because I remember them being like on a ride, and like a big, fat, like scary guy. I mean, I know I'm describing this horribly, but it was like a movie in the 80s. Maybe it was like an abandoned junkyard or something. It has always bothered me.
I honestly don't know.
The Burbs.
Somebody will know.
The Burbs?
The Burbs.
Oh. John Belushi was in that.
It was a terrible Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, I know The verbs, and then their neighbors were crazy.
Yeah.
And they had, no, it's not the verbs.
But
it's
I suspect the verbs would be another one of those movies where everybody.
The verbs was my jam, man.
Growing up in the 80s, man, you watched all these terrible movies, and you were a kid, so you thought they were good. Now you learn that they were horrible. The only reason they were good is because you were five.
Oh, Mom, the Babysitter's Dead. Like, movies that we watched, they would never make now.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Yes!
That wasn't funny either. Not just because they were throwing that ugly woman off the back end of the train.
Or the Goonies.
Oh, I saw that not long ago.
But there were movies where people thought they were producing the greatest comedy in the history of cinema, when in fact their sense of humor was so warped and distorted by being under the influence that the movie just
sucked. But now we don't even make funny movies anymore. Like, now the funny movies aren't even funny.
No, they're not. They suck. When was the last time? What was the last comedy that came out where everybody thought, you gotta? The one I can think of is the first Anchorman.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was funny, but like I get that stupid humor.
That was like a bazillion years ago, though.
Yeah, and Old School was pretty funny, but I think I was actually in college when that came out, that's why it was funny to me.
I know this is Rodney Dangerfield was still alive, and he hasn't been with us for a long time.
Ooh. Yeah, I can't think of like a movie in the last decade that's come out that I was like, wow, that was a real belly, you know, a real belly chuckle.
I'll tell you a movie that survived its coke-titude, because it was, you know, it was produced and nothing like what they originally intended, was Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Ooh. That was originally supposed to be a romantic comedy about those two kids, the Irish girl and the, you know, the handsome young caddy. Chevy Chase,
yeah,
I don't even know why he's in that movie.
Dirty Dancing. We don't need that.
He's useless. Chevy Chase is in that movie. You know where they filmed that? They filmed that at what was once the Rolling Hills Country Club on University Drive.
No, really?
Is this Nothing But Trouble? Is that the movie you're talking about?
No, Caddyshack.
Oh, okay.
No, but the movie that you were referencing a few minutes ago.
Nothing But Trouble. Two people called in and said that's the name of the movie. It was also Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, and Demi Moore.
Wow, that is totally unmemorable because I don't even remember that one.
Not at all.
I'm going to have to Google it, but thank you, callers, because it has baffled me. Because, you know, when you're little, you see bits and pieces of things, but, like, you don't see the actual name or your parents come in and they're like, turn that off.
Well, almost any time you see a movie from that era where, like, what were they thinking? Who thought this was going to be funny?
That's before we were woke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we're so woke.
Oh, my goodness. Did you guys see the meme going around that has Nancy Pelosi on the side of the milk carton?
Mm-hmm. Is it Pelosi or Camel
Toe? I'm going to share it to you.
I thought it was Kamala that was on the side of the milk carton.
Oh, that's what I meant. It's Kamala on the side of a milk carton.
I get those two mixed up all the time after I have dental work.
The memes. I can barely get that word out right now. Memes.
So this probably wouldn't be a good night for you to come to the Baumhauers, but if you can, make it the 28th because it's my sweet 16th anniversary that night.
Is there going to be cake?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
There'll be cake.
There will be cake.
Okay. I'll come. There's cake.
Hey, enough cake where a couple of poo bars you won't have to worry about.
It's because of the cake I have to do the pure bar.
Yeah, well, some things are worth it in life, right?
I know. But hey, that's why I go to Pure Bar, so I eat the cake.
Let me ask Rosie something. Do you know what Brandon and Stan want? Can I conference them with Jake Wellen?
So
is it offensive?
I press this down, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then bring in... Hey, Brandon, you're on with us.
Hey, guys. I was actually talking about the movie Nothing But Trouble.
Okay.
The only reason I remember that movie was Dan Aykroyd's character. They're all cannibals. That's, you know, the spoiler alert, you know, from movies in the 80s. But Dan Aykroyd in the movie, his nose has been replaced by a part of the male anatomy.
Oh.
I did not know that.
I think I remember this.
If you Google that specific thing, Dan Aykroyd, you know, whatever nose.
This movie must have been really bad.
Directly up.
I don't recall it's really bad, but it's memorable.
Oh, I remember now. It was so terrible.
And they're all like roller coasters. I make this up.
No, you're right.
It's in a junkyard. They send them to a roller coaster that puts them through the thing that mashes them up so that people can eat them.
Oh, Jacqueline. Wow. Memories. I think this movie scared the crap out of me.
Like, the things that I remember shocked my conscience.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's when you're up all night, you know, 10:30 at night, and you just happen to see this, you know?
Yeah, and like 8-year-old me is watching it like, wow, this is good. This is cinematography at the best right here. An American treasure.
Oh, that roller coaster through the graveyard looks great.
Well, Brandon, thanks for chiming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I love the show, guys. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, man. All right, now,
I'm so glad that I'm not crazy and that I didn't dream that.
Wow. I haven't thought about that.
That sounds so bad, I might actually go check it out.
You might have to, man. I might have to, too, because I remember that scaring the crap out of me when I was about 8 or 9.
Tiffy.
Hey, man, I watched. It says comedy horror.
That's the thing.
Hey, it came out on my birthday when I was 8.
See? Sounds like a description of my job. Comedy horror.
Well, look, it was great to have you on. You helped take my mind off Joe Biden's 61% approval rating here. So
that's fake news. You know that.
Yeah.
They only asked like 3 people.
Yeah. Well, actually, to get 61, they have to ask, what, at least 10 to get that percentage.
I'm going to say they asked 7 and made up the others.
Okay.
61%. All right, guys. We have a wonderful show. Hopefully my mouth will feel better tomorrow.
Yes.
And you'll be able to talk more.
Thank you for calling and give Jared our best.
Yes.
I will. Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Hey, Dave.
Hey. Buggy Man here. You know what? I got to go get my book, Joke. I am so happy to hear y'all laughing. And I mean, I know you and I get onto this crap, fake news garbage. It just gets my gut in a roar.
Yeah.
It's so good to hear y'all laugh. I want to say thanks. But one of my favorite older movies from 1983, Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, Changing Places, or Trading Places.
Now, that was a good movie. That movie was...
When he was in jail, he said, those two big old guys, he said, you're the man that's got the limousine. And the other big old guy says, yeah. It's like my brother, before he died, we laughed about that till I don't know, man. That was one of the funniest, and it was some, you know, curse words. I know Rosie would like it. Oh, Rosie, I want to tell you, I heard you a while ago. That was really cool. I'm sorry you hadn't been able to find a man to tell you what to do. That's sad, girl. I mean, it really is. I'm sorry.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, it's not?
I said I have enough men in my life telling me what to do. Why would I want another one?
Oh, okay. You said that you weren't closing the door, though, but, you're not including me
in that category, I hope. I'm not a man that's telling
you. Of course not.
Greg, don't think I'm picking on. I just love her to death. She's got the greatest attitude. She keeps you positive sometimes, too, big boy. Well, all right. Y'all have a good one. God bless. And stay away from the fake news.
Yeah. That Forbes thing, really. Are you serious? This is what everybody wanted?
No way.
And you're going to tell me, every time they do this, I look at some of the sites that I can still go to without getting sick. Let's see. I'll tell you what. Let me get a traffic update on while I'm looking for this thing I want to play for you.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We are still having some slow traffic, 85 northbound due to an accident just past Chantilly Parkway. You'll need to be in the right lane to get past it. Traffic is backed up all the way past Chantilly Parkway, almost to Taylor at this point. And we're very congested on Taylor Road from Vaughan up to I-85. The boulevard is busy. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. 567-9000. That's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit. MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
All right, so Rasmussen has a poll. 62% say they don't see how voter ID laws are discriminatory. The bottom line is they're not. None of them are. I don't know what the other 38% are thinking. I wish they would follow up with, okay, so you say it is discriminatory. Why? Who can't come up with a photo ID?
Yeah, they give them away free in most states.
Yeah, you got to have it.
To do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. But vote? Oh, yeah, that's discriminatory. This is another pile of
can't
BS.
Can't cash a check without one.
You'd be amazed how fast somebody who felt put out by producing an ID to vote would whip out an ID to cash a check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's one for Eddie Bader, a haunted house that actually used to be an old penitentiary in Florida.
Ooh.
If anybody could make something like this happen, it's our buddy Eddie, right?
Oh, yeah.
The decommissioned Gilchrist County Jail in Trenton, Florida, operated from 1928 to 68. It's on the market for $139,000, 8-bed, 8-bath unit on a quarter acre.
Wow.
So you take out the word jail and put in fixer-upper. And now you got...
Eddie's got sold all over it.
She sure does.
Airbnb.
Oh, Rosie, you ready?
Yeah.
By the way, I hope you know that Airbnb donated a large amount of money to... And now, all of a sudden, this woman that's the head of BLM, who's buying these expensive homes in white neighborhoods, right? Now, since it's been discovered, this is all part of a big racist right-wing plot to hurt her feelings.
Oh,
yeah, right.
You can't, as David Blackman says, you cannot make these people up. You just can't. It is almost 5 o'clock. We're heading to Baumhauer's. In fact, our group will start gathering over there in the next few minutes or so. And please come and join us, or at least if you can, mark the 28th, because I would love to celebrate 16 years. And it's funny, around the time we're there is about the time I arrived here in town. Connecting, the first person I saw when I was here was Benjamin Hagler. And we're going to have Ben there with us in spirit on the night of the 28th. Anyhow, if you have been impacted or your marriage has been impacted, and God, I feel sorry for people in places like the northern tier of states here, Michigan, or in Canada where they're having riots. The media will not tell you about them, but if you know where to look, you'll find out that they are having riots in Montreal and other places because people have had it with being locked up. At some point, herd immunity needs to put this virus out of business. But they don't want to give up control. But if it's impacted your marriage in an unhealthy way, before you make any decisions, have a consultation with Delkin Tomlinson and find out what's at risk. You give them honesty, they'll give it right back to you so you know where you stand. And sometimes that moment is a wake-up call. Like, okay, maybe I need to put a little more effort in it. But if it's done, it's done. You still need to find out what you can expect to walk away with as you restart your life. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, lots of experience, lots of compassion, and two women who will give you that feeling of advocacy that you'll need going through a major change. Even under circumstances where you supposedly can't get away fast enough, it's still a major life change, and you need good representation who will be there for you as you go through it. 819-4810 for a consultation. DivorceForMenAlabama.com is the web address. They do represent women. I recommend a consultation if you are a woman thinking about it, because they've worked well for everybody. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
SRN News coming up in two and a half minutes.
The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association welcomes to Montgomery National